with Kino Cummies on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
It is 7:22. If one just looks at a lot of the little coastal towns in the Western Cape, if you look at the likes, I don't know, Hart Bay, if you look at Gordon's Bay, if you look at St. Helena Bay, a lot of these little towns have been wrecked by poaching. Lots of people have turned to poaching. Why? Because traditional fishing communities have had some of those rights taken away, their livelihood taken away, they've made way to bigger fishing companies, and that's what they've done. Not that it's right, but that's what they've done. And it was certainly great news to hear that some money is going to be pumped into sorting out some of this, at least. More news from government. Over the last, 400 million rand has been earmarked to boost small-scale fishing and tourism industries in the Western Cape. Now, over 13 harbours have been identified to benefit from the upgrade of small harbours, including Hout Bay, which is an absolute blinking mess at the moment, Cork Bay, Saldanha Bay, Pepper Bay, Gordon's Bay, Lambert's Bay, St. Helena Bay, and you are joined this morning by Riyad Kara, who's a quantity surveyor and project manager at the Department of Public Works, to explain to you how this is going to work. Riyad, good morning. Good having you on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning to you, Kino, and Cape Talk listeners.
So 400 million is, it's a sizable amount, but how's it going to be used to make the difference?
Well, Kino, basically, as you mentioned, the department is currently conducting a repair program to the proclaimed fishing harbours in the Western Cape.
Yeah.
And part of this repair program includes the repairs of, firstly starting with the removal of sunken vessels, dredging of the harbour basins,
brilliant,
repairs and upgrades to the slipways, replacements of the shore cranes, security installations, as well as infrastructure repairs.
Mm. And then, okay, so all of that's going to be done. And what about the job creation side of it within those particular harbors?
Okay, so in terms of job creation, we have a contract with KUKA, who are our implementing agents.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, for instance, with the removal of sunken vessels activity, we had a skills development program as well. So in that particular program, we trained a total of 9 informal divers, of some, like you mentioned, were former poachers, including one woman as well, were trained as Class 3 commercial divers. And then these, the top students from this particular program were also employed by the marine contractor, who continued to remove additional sunken vessels at the other harbour.
Oh, brilliant. But also, from a tourism point of view, I'll just go back to a discussion we've had about the Boer Kaap, with the community saying all these fancy buses arrive here, we not part of the process. Rashid Tofi, Deputy Director General Economic Opportunities in the Western Cape, met with them and said, but hold on, we can train some of the community, some of the youth, to become tour guides and take, and these are people who understand the history of a community, and we can train them to take these tourists around and immerse them into, the historical value of, let's say, the Boer Kaap. Can't we do that with, some of our harbour towns, also rich histories?
No, definitely. I think from our side, currently we're just focusing really on reviving those harbours.
Yes.
Getting those harbours up to scratch so that the local communities, the fishing communities around those harbours can benefit from those harbours. I mean, at a later stage, look, we will be conducting our Operation Pakisa lab later this financial year.
Right.
And in that lab, we really will identify a lot of the work streams that actually focuses on job creation as well as marine infrastructure and tourism, etc.
Well, listen, brilliant start. I think cleaning up and getting the base right first is an important move, especially Hout Bay, where I think there are more vessels underwater than on top of it. So, Riyad Kara, thank you very much for your time. Quantity Surveyor, Project Manager at the Department of Public Works. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Kino.